Hi, this is Diana Williams, broker owner of Royalty Realty, where we treat you like royalty in beautiful New Smyrna Beach, just south of Daytona on the Florida East Coast. Why closing dates are fluid. I have had everything extend a closing date on a contract, anything you can imagine. Once on a 20-acre farm, we found the survey wasn't done till the very end of the mortgage process, the week before. Actually, the day before closing, the surveyor brings the survey to the law office, and there are open graves on the property, and it's a property our family used to live on, so I knew just what they were talking about. But in the event that open graves are left on a property and people might want access to pay respects, we had to put $10,000 in escrow and wait 6 months because the law says we have to notify everyone within a certain mile radius and have them contact the lawyer and ask for access to the property, a gate to the back of the fence property, some way they can drive in or get into the private property of the ancestors that are buried on that property. So that was an unusual case, to be sure. But most frequently, why would a closing stretch out 6-7 weeks? Sometimes you can put some money in escrow if items have not been taken care of for repair and move to an on-time closing. Then when those issues are resolved, a certain portion of that money can be given back to buyer or seller as agreed upon at the closing table. Closing dates can move and be fluid. Number one reason for me in the last 20 plus years of being a professional realtor is the mortgage companies, especially in a fast market or a refi market, have 35 files on every closer's desk, and they don't like to order the appraisal, the survey, and things that are going to cost their mortgaging client any money until that last second to make sure that the property contract goes through, the inspection goes through. They wait because they're busy. They wait because some big box banks just have too much business. Leave it on the desk. Week before closing, order appraisal, then we have an appraisal problem. Appraisals in a fast market are tough to keep current. The comps come up so quickly and so much higher than the next one that sold next door that oftentimes we have an appraisal come in 3 days before and it's $40,000 low. Since the mortgage crisis, you're not allowed to hand select your appraiser per the contract price or tell the appraiser, oh, this is contracted at $200,000, so let's have it appraised there. No. They put a bunch of balls in a basket, and that mortgage company stirs the basket and pulls a ball out. And even though you're from New Smyrna Beach, Florida, on the coast, you might get a Deltona or a Daytona or a, worse yet, Orlando appraiser who's never been over here. So then they start calling the listing agent, ask where we got our price, what were your comps, can you help me with this thing, that last deal that closed, did that have furniture in it or special exceptions? So sometimes the appraiser is the problem because the bank didn't order it until the last second, and then we're already behind the eight ball because if the property doesn't appraise for the contract price, then we're off to two choices. Number one, mortgagee brings more cash to closing because bank says it's not worth what we have contracted it for, so there's a gap between what they'll loan and the 10% you wanted to bring to closing. Well, now it's 20 because there's a gap. So we can ask the buyer to bring more money, or what's more typically done is ask the seller to come down on their price, meet in the middle, they bring a little more cash. We rewrite the front page of the contract and make it for less money. So mortgaging, appraisals, and surveys being done at the last minute always cause a last-minute scramble. I talked about in a previous podcast the walkthrough. Sometimes the day of closing, an hour before, they walk through and you promised towel bars and you took them with you. Or, you know, things that were furnished. I don't know how many little things I bought, like the night before, the Keurig coffee maker that's $160 and all the Keurig things leave. Oh, I don't know anything about that. It must have been the maid. I haven't been there. You know, blame the maid for taking your coffee maker? No. Myself and the other agent sit at the table. We wanted to work out. We split a coffee maker. So had just about everything from the bizarre to the normal happen. But the more normal thing is that at the last minute, there's a scramble. And they'll ask for an extension. Frequently, the bank won't get the appraisal soon enough or the order the survey. So 90% of the time, it's a mortgage problem, a timing problem. In a fast market, they can't get appraisers out to these properties, and we're in one right now in 2018. They can't get them out there fast enough to process the loan, so they'll push for an extra 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks. When do things close on time? When they're cash deals. When you get past the inspection date on a cash contract, you're good to go. You're ready to close. As long as the walkthrough's fine and nobody took anything they weren't supposed to take, we're going to be good. But typically, right now it's 45 days if you have a mortgage, less if you're lucky. If you want to close sooner, it takes 5 days to pull title evidence, and then you can close with cash. In a really busy market, 7 business days with cash, if you waive the inspection or pass the inspection through quickly. An inspection can be ordered in any town. There's hundreds of inspectors who will come out within 48 hours and give you a detailed pictorial and written report with a summary page. They cost about $375 for a house of typical size, $3,200 for a condo, $275 to $375 typically is normal, depending on whether you order a wood destroying organisms report for termites, which is an extra $60. So closing dates are fluid. Very, very fluid. This causes a problem when there's an owner-occupied person who has to order a moving van, has to know dates certain. And it's difficult to simultaneously move out the day before someone moves in, and then the closing date's extended, the buyer's mortgage company doesn't get the mortgage done for whatever reason. And you've got a moving van coming, and it's now 15 more days. You need that money to go over somewhere else to a closing. So I try to manage expectations as a realtor broker. Manage their expectations. Tell them up front, these are the things that can happen. If this happens, what's your plan? Can you afford to rent a place if their mortgage is extended? Rent a place on the beach over here, or go stay with your mother, or, you know, isn't there some, have a backup plan so it's not the most devastating thing in the world that their furniture's out of the house, they had to move, they're displaced. It's already an emotional experience. So day one, realtors, day one, manage their expectations about closing. It is always conceivable that it will not close on the contract date for a number of reasons. There are so many things within the mortgage process of due diligence. If you don't have your tax returns current, and those tax returns are not in a digital format, or you want to bring a box of receipts down and finish up your extended tax return, you're not going to be able to do your loan due diligence in an efficient manner unless you've kept efficient records. And that can delay the whole process. So that's a question when qualifying someone: have you got your house in order? Are you ready to take your files digitally? Send your tax returns to your lender quickly? Oh no, I gotta finish those filings. I got that extended. I don't have my last year's tax returns. I didn't pay my taxes. Blah, blah, blah. So if you're a buyer's agent, you need to talk to them about readiness and have they been to a lender and gotten a 50-point checklist of all the things they have to have in order to even apply and obtain a mortgage. As far as closings go, you can close with an attorney or a title agent, but I've had closing dates extended because of closing agents' errors many, many times. And they have a whole marching order of things they have to do. But as the condo queen of New Smyrna Beach, I sell a lot of condos, and they're a different animal. A couple things that title agents might forget to order: the payoff on the owner's mortgage for the closing statement. Payoffs take 7-10 business days to get back from the bank. They don't just fax you over the payoff. If you don't ask for it early, you're going to have an extension. I have had title agents forget to send the condo association's approval letter over. Some condo associations require the buyers get a full approval from the entire board, and the board only meets once a month. If the board only meets once a month, and I'm closing in 2 weeks, and that's not in that month, they're not going to Google them, check them out, and approve them in time. Time for an extension on the contract and the closing date, and everybody's going to be flustered. You have to check on your title agent. There's also many condos that require you to come and apply to them personally. So condo association approval, there's sometimes at the fancy condos, you've got to pay an application fee to join their association and get that through. Condo loans are a little more complicated. You need a condo specialist who's done 1,000 closings, knows the condo docs for each association, knows the rules and regulations, and has those at the ready on their desktop in digital format to send to you, because you have 3 days right to rescind your offer and acceptance once those condo documents are sent to you, date, stamp, time. You have 3 days to read them and still get out of the contract. So you have a golden parachute if your agent can't locate, and many agents do not get the condo docs and financials current when they list the condominium, which is when they should get them. They go hunting for them once they get a contract offer, and then the agents in Paris are on a cruise ship, and you got to wait 3 weeks. Well, the urgency has cooled down. They made that offer, but they never got the condo docs. They can get out of that 3 days right to rescind offer and acceptance and get their deposit back. How many condos have you sold? How many condominium associations have you dealt with? Is a very good question to ask your brand new realtor that just got her license, that's sitting at the front desk, who's going to handle a big ticket transaction for you. Thanks to digital contract signing, if there's an extension addendum and there's 6 different owners and they're all on vacation in 6 different countries, as long as they can reach their email, documents can be moved around seamlessly from computer to computer with DocuSign or many of the, I use DocuSign, and it just goes from computer to computer, computer to computer, and then back again to the closing agent if there needs to be an extension. But Some advice would be not to go to Alaska on a cruise ship where you can't be reached right around closing time. Not a good idea for sellers or buyers to be, unless they have to for their work, to be gone around such a big, important time where you can't be reached. Cruise ships are the worst as far as trying to reach anybody. And then there's my all-time favorite, the FHA loan. They're awesome for the buyers, but they're not so awesome sometimes for the sellers because the buyers have so little down payment and so little skin in the game that it's a big risk for the mortgage company. So they have something called a four-point inspection. And if they don't like your roof, you have to the sellers have to replace it before closing. Your electrical systems. There's four different systems in an FHA loan that the bank can ask you to make brand new for them before they'll loan on that house. So look at your FHA loan carefully because it's going to probably take 6 to 8 to 10 weeks to close. And the seller, if you're representing the seller, might have to put a capital investment in to get this new FHA loan through. They don't have a lot of skin in the game and they're a risk. So when you're presenting to sellers, which I represent sellers primarily, I have 8 or 10 buyer's agents who are experts on the buyer side. When you're presenting an FHA versus a cash deal, just manage the owner's expectations and say, we might have to have an extension. Are you prepared for that? Can you go somewhere else if you're owner-occupied? If it's extended, try not to be, you know, in the week or so or around your closing, try not to be completely unavailable. All you can do is manage expectations, and then the process does what it will. Better agents have better results. Seasoned agents know what's coming. They've done it 1,000 times before. They'll do it again. And this time, it will go smoothly because they knew the 30 things that could happen in advance. So, thanks for listening. I hope this has been helpful. And don't forget to come back in and check with us. Go to my website, RealtyRealtyNSB.com. You can type in Condo Queen of NSB for New Smyrna Beach, Condo Queen of NSB, and my website will come to the top of the page. And thanks for listening.